This is July the 14th, 2022, GQDN. I'm Joe, and we're brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. So, today, we talk about, more scary games, Bayonetta 3, and some PlayStation things. But, we start off today with GameSpot.com, and they are saying that today Dragonflight Alpha has launched. So, those that have Alpha and have not yet gotten to the game, you'll be able to check out the new zones and the new talents that you will have. So, once you have those talents, you'll be able to see and hear everything. Okay? Including all the land masses, all the good stuff. You know, including like riding dragons, you know, all that stuff. Now, within Dragonflight, GameSpot did continue on, is there's a lot of what is going on with the making characters. You know, and that includes the voice options. And within the article, they're talking about the definitions of she, her, he, him, and they, them. So you can classify that yourself if you want to play as a girl, woman, boy, man, or transgender. So this will be very interesting to see how players do react about this. I haven't checked out anything, but this will be, once again, very, very interesting. Now, we go on to Destructoid.com, and they have said that Sony has announced PlayStation Stars, and that's a program for PlayStation players. So, PlayStation Stars will reward players for doing things in their games. Now, there's also a quote here about earning things and the rumor about NFTs. Now, one of the people from PlayStation did say that, quote, definitely not NFTs. Definitely not. You can trade or sell them. It's not leveraging any blockchain technologies and definitely not NFTs. Now, the full announcement by Grace Chen is up on the PlayStation blog, so I will read the first two, maybe three paragraphs. Okay, so this goes as, quote, throughout our company's 27-year history, we have been continually moved by how meaningful gaming experiences can create fond, lifelong memories for players. All of us at PlayStation take special joy in creating unique productions and experiences that delight our fans. This includes everything from our consoles and critically acclaimed games to community challenges such as Seize the Throne and Treat Codes, to digital and live events including State of Play. Today, I'm pleased to reveal PlayStation Stars, a brand new loyalty program that celebrates you, the player, for being on this ever-growing gaming journey with us. PlayStation Stars will be free to join when it launches later this year. Once you become a member, you will earn rewards by completing a variety of campaigns and activities. Only our monthly check-in campaign simply requires you to play any game to receive a reward, while other campaigns require you to win tournaments, earn specific trophies, or even be the first player to platinum blockbuster title in your local time zone. We're going to keep an eye on this, definitely, because something like that would really have some heads turning, that including Nintendo, which is on Destructoid.com, and they have acquired Dynamo Pictures. So, this is a quote from Nintendo. Nintendo has decided to acquire 100% of the outstanding shares, including treasury shares, of Dynamo Pictures, and make it a wholly owned subsidiary to strengthen the planning and production structure of visual content in the Nintendo group. So why could they do that? Well, Nintendo can get into what is a very massive TV, streaming, and movie productions, because they do have some good games that could really benefit from this. So, we'll see what happens. Now, Destructoid also did say that a physical Switch edition of the first Bayonetta is coming later this year. So, Bayonetta 3, launch date comes later this year, but the Bayonetta Switch physical edition is priced at $30, and it'll be a standalone physical release on September 30th, 2022. A limited number of Bayonetta physical version will be available to pre-order via select retailers and available at launch at My Nintendo Store. The Masquerade Edition of Bayonetta 3 will contain three game sleeves, one for Bayonetta 1. Now, Nintendo of Europe did say on Twitter, "This special Trinity Masquerade Edition of Bayonetta 3 also dances its way into Nintendo Switch on November 28th. It features a 200-page art book as well as three special game sleeves, which will combine to form a panoramic artwork." Very nice. And that will be indeed pricey, because people do like to, you know, get into that game and probably buy a lot of it. But DualShockers has also reported that Bayonetta 3's clothing is optional now. Yes, this is a tweet from Platinum Games Incorporated, and they kind of replied to themselves, so it's an ongoing story for them. First tweet was, "Bayonetta 3 is coming to Nintendo Switch on October 28th. I did say November, right? No, it's October, so that's my fault. Check out the new trailer on YouTube. And they replied, "Relax, the witch is back and sexier than ever. We've added the revolutionary Naive Angel Mode." Naive Angel Mode, yeah, something like that. "To Bayonetta 3 so more people can fully enjoy it. By turning it on, you can play right into the living room without having to worry about what's on the screen, we think." So, will you see Bayonetta in a less, you know, more liberal fashion? Well, I tell you what, she could be facing some aliens. Well, this comes to us from BlueNews.com. And Survivors.com says that they are making an alien game. And basically, this game will be between two of the movies of Aliens. So probably between Alien and Alien 2. And this will be created using Unreal Engine 5. So they are looking for people to help out with their careers. So if you want to help them out, go check out survivors.com/aliens, and you'll see everything that happens there. So, really? Aliens? Well, at least there are no aliens on thegroupquest.com, and there are no aliens at thedonforge.com, which means, you know what I gotta say, this has been a Don Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, aliens or no. See you then. Oh, go play some games, people. Come on.